It's the greatest tropical desert in the world. The Sahara stretches across North Africa. It's a windswept land of sand dunes and camel caravans. But a new discovery shows it wasn't always that way. The world's David LaValle reports.
Paul Serino has been leading a University of Chicago team of scientists in the Sahara Desert, in what is now the country of Niger. He's been digging up bones, and he says that if you go back more than 5,000 years, you wouldn't even recognize the place.
We found humans with crocodiles, hippos, elephants, snakes, big python snakes, and six-foot fish living in the middle of the Sahara some 6,000, 8,000, 9,000 years ago.
So what were all these creatures doing in the desert? He says it wasn't desert back then. Thousands of years ago, the Sahara was green. The monsoons brought warm and wet weather to what is now desert. A lake formed near where his team found all those bones.
There were sand dunes that formed some kind of a peninsula into this little lake. And it's there that these people settled time and time again for thousands of years, leaving their burials, leaving their garbage piles. The garbage piles told us what they hunted.
Garbage reveals a lot about the past. Serino says as many as 50 species, now common in the Serengeti Plains, once roamed this green Sahara. Serino has already reported some spectacular discoveries of dinosaur bones here. He found bones of two new species, including one named Eocacharia, which means the fierce-eyed dawn shark. But the most recent find being announced is a burial site, a cemetery of a people he calls Tenereans. In all, his team found the graves of more than 200 people. One grave in particular stands out. It contains three bodies.
These bodies were not just laying anywhere. They were posed, very specifically and symbolically. It was a woman in her 30s or 40s reaching out towards two very young children. We presume to be her children. We hope to prove that in the future. One was 8 years old, one was 5 years old. The 5 years old literally hugging the 8 year old, reaching towards the mother, their legs intertwined, and we found evidence of flowers underneath.
The 5,300 year old burial site has been excavated intact and is now at the University of Chicago, where archaeologists are studying it. It's a unique snapshot of life in the green Sahara, long before the pyramids were even built. For The World, I'm David LaValle.